Spotlight. This is Akashwani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on 121st episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Sarabjeet Kaur, anchor.
Good evening, listeners. This morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed the nation through the monthly radio program Mann Ki Baat. Today was the 121st episode of the program. To deliberate on this, we have in our studios today Mr. Ashok Tandon, political analyst. Mr. Ashok, welcome to the studios of Akashwani.
Thank you.
Mr. Ashok, the Pahalgam attack came as a rude shock to the country and as a big bolt to the economy of Jammu and Kashmir. Today, in his address, Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserted that the biggest strength in this war against terrorism is the unity of the country and the solidarity of 140 crore Indians.
आतंकवाद के खिलाफ देश की एकता हमारी निर्णायक लड़ाई का आधार है हमें देश के सामने आई इस चुनौती का सामना करने के लिए अपने संकल्पों को मजबूत करना है आज दुनिया देख रही है इस आतंकी हमले के बाद पूरा देश एक स्वर में बोल रहा है
मिस्टर अशोक हाउ फार रीचिंग डू यू थिंक विल बी द आफ्टर इफेक्ट ऑफ दिस अटैक
यूजुअली इन हिज एवरी एपिसोड ऑफ मन की बात Prime Minister engages his listeners with a dialogue. It's not an address to the nation or it's not even a monologue. It's basically a dialogue. And in this episode, he shared his own anguish with the people of this country and, of course, perhaps with the world. Because the deep anguish in his heart, the Prime Minister said, it has not hurt the government or the Prime Minister, but every citizen of this country. And while sharing his anguish with the people, he said every Indian holds deep sympathies for the affected families. And no matter which state one belongs to, no matter which language one speaks, one is feeling the pain of those who have lost their loved ones in this attack. So therefore, he said that I can feel that the blood of every Indian is on the boil after seeing the pictures of the terrorist attack. And the attack in Pahalgam shows the desperation of the patrons of terrorism. It displays their cowardice. And at a time when peace was returning to Kashmir and there was a vibrancy, and at that juncture, the enemies of the country, the enemies of Jammu and Kashmir, they didn't like that. And therefore, the terrorists and the masterminds of terror, they want Kashmir to be destroyed again. And hence, they executed such a big conspiracy. And in this war against terrorism, the unity of the country, the solidarity of 140 crore Indians, this is our biggest strength. As you have very rightly said, this unity is the basis of our decisive fight against terrorism. And the Prime Minister very categorically said that the strength of our people and their resolve to face this challenge and that has surfaced before the country. So therefore, we have to demonstrate strong willpower as a nation. And today, the whole world is watching after the terrorist attack. The whole country is speaking in one voice. Now, this was the resolve of the Prime Minister. And at the same time, it was an assurance to the nation also that the perpetrators, they will be punished also and their conspirators as well.
Mr. Tandon, there has been a worldwide condemnation of the Pulwama attack and India has received support from global leaders too.
इस आतंकी हमले के बाद लगातार दुनिया भर से संवेदनाएं आ रही है मुझे भी ग्लोबल लीडर्स ने फोन किए हैं पत्र लिखे हैं इस जघन्य तरीके से किए गए आतंकी हमले की सबने कठोर निंदा की है उन्होंने मृतकों के परिवारजनों के प्रति संवेदनाएं प्रकट की है पूरा विश्व आतंकवाद के खिलाफ हमारी लड़ाई में साथ खड़ा है
हाउ डू यू व्यू दिस इन द लाइट ऑफ इंडियाज इंटरनेशनल रिलेशंस
I think it's unprecedented support which is pouring in from all over the world. All the leading powers of the world, they have not only expressed their solidarity with India, but have also joined India in its resolve to fight terrorism and root it out wherever it is, in whatever shape it exists. So when the Prime Minister says that the perpetrators and the conspirators of the attack will be served with harshest response, the global support to the Prime Minister, written letters, they have sent messages, so they have strongly condemned this heinous crime. and the solidarity they have shown with the people of India in his fight against terrorism is, I think, is the real strength of the Prime Minister when he says that he will give the harshest response to the perpetrators and the conspirators.
Today, the other area of focus in Prime Minister Narendra Modi's discourse was in the scientific advancements made by the country. In fact, Prime Minister paid rich tributes to Dr. K. Kasturirangan, former ISRO chairman, who passed away 2 days ago, saying that the nation has lost a great scientist.
उनके नेतृत्व में इसरो को एक नई पहचान मिली उनके मार्गदर्शन में जो स्पेस प्रोग्राम आगे बढ़े उससे भारत के प्रयासों को ग्लोबल मान्यता मिली डॉक्टर के कस्तूरी रंगन जी ने देश की नई राष्ट्रीय शिक्षा नीति तैयार करने में भी बहुत बड़ी भूमिका निभाई थी देश की निस्वार्थ सेवा और राष्ट्र निर्माण में उनके योगदान को हमेशा याद किया जाएगा
Mr. Tandon, if you could comment on the legacy left behind by Dr. Kasturirangan.
The Prime Minister himself mentioned that whenever he used to meet Dr. Kasturirangan, both of them used to discuss topics like the talent of Indian youth, modern education, space science. That means the Prime Minister was in regular contact with Dr. Kasturirangan, and therefore he paid glowing tributes to his memory. And he says his contribution in lending newer heights to science, education, and India's space program that shall always be remembered. ISRO attained a new identity under his leadership. The space programs that moved forward under his guidance gave global recognition to India's efforts. So many of the satellites that India uses today were launched under the supervision of Dr. Kasturirangan. And that was the best tribute one could expect from the Prime Minister to one of the great scientists of this country.
The month of April is of importance more so as it marks the 50 years of the launch of the Aryabhatta satellite. The Prime Minister observed that India has become a global space power. And in fact, he exuded pride that India has created a record by launching 104 satellites simultaneously.
आज भारत एक ग्लोबल स्पेस पावर बन चुका है हमने एक साथ 104 सैटेलाइट का लॉन्च करके रिकॉर्ड बनाया है हम चंद्रमा के साउथ पोल पर पहुंचने वाले पहले देश बने हैं भारत ने मार्स ऑर्बिटर मिशन लॉन्च किया है और हम आदित्य L1 मिशन के जरिए सूरज के काफी करीब तक पहुंचे हैं आज भारत पूरी दुनिया में सबसे ज्यादा कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव लेकिन सक्सेसफुल स्पेस प्रोग्राम का नेतृत्व कर रहा है दुनिया के कई देश अपने सैटेलाइट्स और स्पेस मिशन के लिए इसरो की मदद लेते हैं
Mr. Tandon, if you could throw some light on this advancement made by our country with special reference to the fact that India has opened its space sector for the private sector as well.
Certainly, as you very rightly said, the 50 years of the launch of Aryabhatta satellite is a reminder to the country that how long and how far we have come in our journey in the space program. Because this flight of India's dreams in space once commenced with just conviction. Some young scientists with a passion to do something for the nation, they neither had the modern resources like today, nor the access to world technology as such. In such a time and the talent which the dedication which and the hard work which they showed, the passion with which they worked. So therefore the pictures of our scientists carrying critical equipment themselves on bullock carts and bicycle which we normally usually see. So it is the result of that very dedication, the spirit of service to the nation. And that so much has changed today. As you also said, today India has become a global space power. India has created a record by launching 104 satellites simultaneously and we have become the first country to reach the South Pole of the Moon. So in that context, the Prime Minister also referred to India's launching the Mars orbital mission and we have reached pretty close to the Sun through the Aditya L1 mission. Today, India is leading the most cost-effective but successful space program in the entire world. And many countries of the world take help of ISRO for their satellite and space missions. This is a huge achievement. And therefore, the space sector, when it is open for the private sector, so many youth are now attaining new milestones in the field of space startups. Today, there are more than 325 space startups working in the country. So, this is the huge achievement. And the country now, he said, is busy preparing for many important missions like Gaganyaan, Space DX, and Chandrayaan 4, We are also working on the Venus orbital mission, Mars lander mission, and our space scientists are going to fill countrymen with a new pride through these innovations.
Besides scientific leaps and commercial advancements, India has been upfront in its Samaritan role too, be it Operation Brahma for relief to the earthquake-struck Myanmar, sending of vaccines to Afghanistan, dispatch of medicines and vaccines to Nepal for treatment of patients affected by thalassemia and sickle cell disease. Mr. Tandon, how do you see this side of India in the bigger canvas of the global world?
Yes, Prime Minister specifically mentioned about the earthquake that struck Myanmar last month, and it caused huge devastation. And India's Operation Brahma, our Air Force, our Navy, our team of disaster management, they set up hospital. So they helped in every sense of the term required, like supplied blankets, tents, sleeping bag, medicines, foods, etc., etc. But the fact remains that India, because of our tradition, the sentiment of Vasudev Kutumbakam, the whole world is one family. And therefore, India has always been in the readiness as the Vishwamitra in the times of crisis. And India's commitment to humanity, this is becoming the hallmark of our identity. So it is not just an approach of the government, but because of its India's traditions, which are inherent in all of us. And so that one thing which encourages India to come to the rescue and the help of wherever there are crises, and that is exactly what humanity is all about.
Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has been reiterating the country's commitment to make the earth a more green and healthier place to live on. In fact, on World Environment Day on 5th of June, this campaign will complete 1 year.
एक साल में इस अभियान के तहत देश भर में माँ के नाम पर 140 करोड़ से ज्यादा पेड़ लगाए गए हैं। भारत की इस पहल को देखते हुए देश के बाहर भी लोगों ने अपनी माँ के नाम पर पेड़ लगाए हैं। आप भी इस अभियान का हिस्सा बने ताकि एक साल पूरा होने पर अपनी भागीदारी पर आप गर्व कर सके।
मिस्टर टंडन, हाउ सिग्निफिकेंट इज दिस इनिशिएटिव बाय इंडिया इन द फेस ऑफ ग्लोबल वार्मिंग एंड एनवायरमेंटल चैलेंजेस?
Now, this mission particularly has been very dear to the Prime Minister's heart. And in fact, when he launched the program of Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam, many people thought it will just remain a slogan. But now, when it is completing 1 year, now we see the result. The campaign in the name of the mother who gave birth to us, and it's also the Mother Earth. When we talk of this campaign, and when it completes 1 year, under this campaign, more than 140 crore trees have already been planted. So he again appealed to the people that let's continue this campaign, and so that on completion of 1 year, we can feel proud of ourselves, our participation. And he said, particularly gave the example that during the last few years, more than 70 lakh trees have been planted in Ahmedabad city alone. And these trees have increased the green area in this Ahmedabad city to a great extent. So along with that, the number of water bodies have also increased due to construction of the riverfront on the Sabarmati. So I think Ek Ped Maa Ke Naam campaign has really become very effective. It has become fruitful, and it is the challenges of climate change. If we have to face that, then we have to secure our future. And he appealed to the younger generation, particularly children, to carry on this campaign and take it to a logical conclusion.
Mr. Ashok Tandon, thank you very much for sparing your valuable time to dwell and deliberate on the 121st episode of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly radio program, Mann Ki Baat.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on 121st episode of Mann Ki Baat program. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Sarabjeet Kaur, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.